Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your wallets, because now with the Washington legislative session underway, it looks like the priority for Bob Ferguson and Washington Democrats is to take every single dime you have left with an income tax. I'm not calling it a millionaire's tax, because it's going to be an income tax on all of us. The millionaire's tax is just opening the door for the rest of it. Joining us now to discuss, Chairman of the Washington State GOP, Representative from Aberdeen, the one and only Jim Walsh. Thanks so much for being with us today.
It's great to talk to you, Ari. I need breaks in talking to someone like you to get my spirits up. The first few days here in the session have been pretty bad. It was good. So on the first day, so on Monday, there's a ceremonial thing you do where the legislature sends a handful of its members to the governor to give the governor the ceremonial notice that the legislative session has started. And so they did that, and the two representatives from the Republicans in the House were Travis Couture and me, which was not what the governor was expecting. He was expecting, you know, a couple of freshmen or junior members who would just be nervous and glad to meet him. So we took it right to him, Ari. I put it to the governor directly. Which of the three big tax proposals, that's the state income tax, the so-called wealth tax, which is an expansion of the capital gains tax, or the so-called head tax, a supercharged payroll tax. I said, which of those three is the most likely to pass, Mr. Governor? Which are you going to put your capital behind? And he answered very quickly, the state income tax. That clearly is the one he wants. And, you know, good on him, Ari, that he actually answered a direct question. He doesn't always do that.
Yeah, and it's horrifying that that's what he wants to do, because one of the draws,
right.
Yeah, it's like one of the draws to people moving here is that there is no state income tax. And we already have seen, according to our friends at the Washington Policy Center and multiple analysis that they did off of other data, we now have a net loss of migration. If you want people to come here, doing that is not going to be a good thing. He was even cautioned by Governor Ron DeSantis from the other side of the country. Ron DeSantis didn't have to do that. He could have just laughed and said, come move to Florida. Instead, he said, if you do this, this is what's going to happen. And yet they're doing it.
Yeah, it is curious to me that he's putting all his chips behind that. I don't think he's got the votes. He's certain he has the votes of his, you know, legislators on his side of the aisle to pass the state income tax. I'm not sure he does, at least not at this point in the session. And I know some of the other members of the Democrat caucuses in the legislature, they would prefer that so-called wealth tax, the expansion of the capital gains tax. And the expansion would be the capital gains tax would apply to assets you haven't sold or investments you haven't sold yet. So you'd have to pay the capital gains tax on imaginary profits that haven't happened yet.
That's crazy.
Very dubious legally and constitutionally. But some of the Democrats in Olympia want that because it would generate money for the government faster. The thing about the state income tax is it'll take a year or two for it to ramp up and take effect. The expansion of the capital gains tax would be quicker in theory, except people are going to move their assets and their bodies out of the state, as you've said. And then the last one is that head tax. This is the thing that the city of Seattle is experimenting with, and has been a pretty big disaster for the city of Seattle. It's a payroll tax on top of the regular payroll tax, aimed theoretically at bigger salaries, but in effect, all it does is it pushes businesses out of wherever.
Yeah.
That's the reason so many tech companies have moved out of the city of Seattle and across Lake Washington over to Bellevue or Redmond or Kirkland. And so they want to do that statewide, some of the Democrats, and it would just chase businesses to Idaho or Ron DeSantis in Florida or wherever.
Yeah, exactly. It's absolutely insane they're pursuing this. We're talking with GOP Chair and Representative in the Washington State Legislature, Jim Walsh. Now, your name, I would say, has been mentioned almost as often as President Trump because they're trying to make you the boogeyman. Now, the one I'm specifically referencing is Lori Jenkins. Yesterday, when speaking with the media with her Democratic leadership colleagues, was being called out about not investigating the allegations of fraud that are here in Washington State. You have put them on notice that you want them to investigate this. She's trying to make it seem like there's no there. It's absolutely insane that she'd rather demonize you, demonize journalists, rather than saying, let's do an investigation. You're not going to find anything. We're above reproach. Instead, she'd rather just demonize. What do you say to all that?
Oh, I welcome it. Speaker Jenkins, she can name check me all she wants. Doesn't change anything. There is credible evidence that state bureaucratic agencies, primarily the Department of Children, Youth, and Families, DCYF, but others too, Department of Commerce, State Department of Commerce, State Department of Revenue, have been involved in fraudulent payments, making fraudulent payments to either non-existent or no longer existent child care centers in the state. Now, it really is the early days of such an investigation, and the governor, Mr. Ferguson, the state attorney general, Mr. Brown, and Speaker Jenkins, they could get in front of this. They could be taking leading positions in calling for investigation and confirming or not confirming these credible allegations of fraud. Instead, they're running and hiding. They're diverting. They're trying to blame other people. So I and a couple of the journalists involved in the investigations have filed a lawsuit requesting an injunction from the courts to order DCYF and the other state agencies to not delete, destroy, or alter public documents that help establish the allegations of fraud. And that is really what set off the speaker, and I understand the governor and the state attorney general that they've been at least more private about it. They've gone really kind of bonkers saying that this requested injunction is somehow a bad thing. It's not. We're looking out for the people and the taxpayers of Washington, and we are demanding, trying to get the courts to help us demand transparency in how these payments are made. And last point, Ari, they're going to say that this is an attack on the child care providers. It's not. What we're looking into are the bureaucratic agencies that have made the allegedly fraudulent payments. That's the problem. The daycare providers, whether they're legit or not legit, are not the focus of our interest. It's the bureaucracy, the bureaucrats making the grants, making the direct payments. That's where we're looking.
And maybe that's exactly what they're concerned about, because either the people who voted for them or sent the people out to vote for them or supported their campaigns might be what you find at the end of the rainbow here. Just to bring this back full circle in the last few minutes we have with Representative Jim Walz, GOP chair. So they want to tax us more to pay for their out-of-control spending, but they're not even sure where all that money is going to. Is this something you guys could hammer on them so at least it's on video, at least it's on record when they push through their income tax, where you guys could say, hey, you haven't accounted for billions of dollars here, billions of dollars there. There's allegations of fraud here. There's allegations of fraud there. Don't you think you should check all that out before you start taxing us more money that's going to cause to a bigger economic catastrophe here in Washington?
Exactly, Ari. And we don't even have to do it. All I need to do is read the texts and the emails I'm getting from just regular people, regular Washingtonians who are saying exactly that. You know, you've heard the numbers. You know, the city of Seattle can't account for money. The state government can't account for money in the billions of dollars. And rather than fixing those problems, the governor, Speaker Jenkins, and the others want to just put more money on the backs of the people of Washington. They want to, you know, ask mom and dad to let them run the credit card up more. No. No, we need to fix what's broken, Ari. We need to get to the bottom of how all this billions of dollars is not accounted for. I suspect fraud is a big part of it, but okay, maybe I'm wrong. Let's get an accounting of where the billions are going. And then we could talk about, well, maybe we need to restructure our taxes. But right now, leave the taxes as they are and fix the leak in our ship of state.
Couldn't agree more. Representative Jim Walz, thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it and really appreciate you fighting so hard on behalf of all of us here in Washington.
It's always good to talk to you, Ari. And it's 60 days. We're down to about 58 or 59 now, and it's going to be a battle all the way to the end of this session.
Yeah, I thought the news was crazy when we just had President Trump in the Oval Office. Now we got this on top of it. Holy cow, it's hard to keep up. Representative Walz, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.